Today's daf in Masechet Brachot brought to you by Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Nun Dalet, and we're starting the Halakha Perek today, Perek Haro'eh. Haro'eh makom shenasu bo nisim liYisrael, omer baruch shasa nisim la'avotinu b'makom hazeh. I must tell you before we begin that even though the Mishnah appears to be a simple continuation of the elements of Bracha, and therefore simply adding Brachot that are neither Birkot HaNe'anim nor Brachot that are Ala Mitzvot, and Brachot after the Mazon, Brachot Torah, things that we've talked about until now. These, it seems on the surface, are the additional Brachot that one makes for unusual circumstances, things that you see, Haro'eh. What we're going to see, however, even within the context of the Mishnah, but Koshkin and the Perek as a whole, is that Perek Haro'eh is actually about the ongoing presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah and Ma'aseh Bereishis within our daily lives, and therefore includes all of those elements, sometimes which appear to be complete non sequiturs in the middle of a sugya, and which we'll come to recognize that we are really talking about seeing a different level of reality, which is sometimes b'chayav a bracha, or sometimes it's brought because it's b'chayav a shinui nusach and a bracha, and so on. So, taking that into consideration, I believe that the structure of the Mishnah will make more sense to you. And if we look at it that way, let us start with one of the most obvious mekomot, where we have a sense of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is makom shenasu bo nisim liYisrael. So somebody comes to a spot where miracles had happened to Klal Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shasan Nisim La'avotinu B'makom Hazeh. Mashma, that this is only a place where miracles happen to all of Klal Yisrael, but the Gemara will expand this to include personal miracles as well, but it's a different bracha, obviously. Makom Shneikra Mimenu Akum, a place where there had been a temple to idolatry, and that temple has been uprooted and destroyed, you make the bracha Baruch Sha'akar Akum Mi'artzeinu. Mashma, that the only bracha is where such a thing takes place in Eretz Yisrael. And indeed, Tosfos brings in the Yerushalmi that the Mishnah is referring to a case where Akum was ripped out, and his lashon is Mikol Eretz Yisrael, which is mashma that it's only with a tikkun, where there's no longer any churches around and so on. However, as the Gra points out, that is not accurate. It's not what it says in the Yerushalmi, and it's a mistake, unless you understand it to mean from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, Mikol Eretz Yisrael, but not from the entirety of Eretz Yisrael. The Maisa, there are shitot to say that it's not that you don't make a bracha at any place where there was an akira, except that obviously you wouldn't say mi'artzeinu, you would say mi'makom hazeh. So if you see the ruins of Avodah Zarah, you say mi'makom hazeh according to this shitot. Al hazikim v'al hazvaot v'al ha'ra'amim v'al haruchot v'al habrakim are natural phenomena that leave you in awe, and you once again sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world, that being the central yesod, as I mentioned, of our parak. So on unusual things like meteorites or comets or earthquakes or massive thunderstorms or tremendous winds or impressive lightning, you say, Baruch shekocho gvurato mole olam. In seeing mountains, v'al ha'gva'ot, in the hills, and yamim, v'al ne'arot, we'll see which ne'arot this is a reference to, and on massive deserts, you say, Baruch Osem Bereshit, other half of the gear says, we have Baruch Osem Ma'aset Bereshit. All of these Baruchs, of course, are in bracha without a haskarat Hashem, and we pass in malchut, that's a machlok, and we'll mention later today, towards Baruch Atah Hashem, l'kechem melech ha'olam, Osem Bereshit, or Osem Ma'aset Bereshit. Rabbi Yudah Omer, haru'et hayam ha'gadol, Omer Baruch Sha'asat Hayam Agadol B'mzman Sh'ro'el L'Prakim. If you don't live near the Yam and you see it only once in a while, Prakim is once every 30 days. Again, we're going to get into the details of each of these brachot. There's a special bracha on the Asiyat Hayam Agadol, Ale Gishamim, on rain that brings blessing to the world, and on Besurot Tohot that affect more than you personally. Omer Baruch HaTov HaMetiv. Al Besurot Ra'ot, where you also see the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say Baruch Dayan He'emet. If you're able to be bone bayit chadash, or to buy new kelim chadashim on your new refrigerator, baruch shechayanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu lazvan hazeh, so that we experience life as they say in Yiddish, eimechay, achayanu. Nuvarech al ra'a mi'in ala tova, v'ala tova mi'in al ra'a. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what this might mean, and we're going to see when you are mevarech on a ra'a that contains in it elements of tova, you say dayan ha'emet, on tova that contains these elements of ra'a, which tomorrow we'll go into, and you say the HaTovah Mitiv. Now you should know that we live in time, and you cannot be mitpalel for an attempt to change the past. Therefore, if you're tzoek l'sha'avar, if you are mitpalel on something that has already been determined in the past, that is a tefillat shav and is ridiculous. So let's say your wife is pregnant, and you say, "Yirat zon she'teled ishti zachar." I hope that my wife will have a son. That's ridiculous. I mean, she's either been impregnated one way or the other way. And therefore, it's tefillat shav. Now, lemaisa, the Gemara is going to discuss the variability of the sexes up to 40 days. We'll talk about that when we get there. Hayababa derech. Somebody's about to come into town, and he hears terrible screams in town. And he says, "Yirat zon she'teled b'toch beiti." It shouldn't be my family. It's too late. Whatever it is, it is. Arezu tefillat shav. And the ichnas lekrach, anybody who's coming into the evil, vicious cities, let's say he's about to drive into Brooklyn, so he has to pray twice, shtayim, achat b'knisato, that he should be zocha, to get through this in peace, and when he finally gets out, he says, "Thank God, I'm out in peace." Ben azayon there, arba, he needs this two tefillot, shtayim b'knisato, he needs to be mevarach twice on his way in, before he comes in, that I should be able to get through the trauma of crossing the bridge. And then when he comes in, he's made on the fact that he was nichlas and shtayim b'tziyato. The same thing, notino da'ash al she'avar. He's thankful for what he got through, and he's mispalel that he should be able to continue to get through everything that's on the way. So he kalatit. Again, the Gemara is going to talk about each of these things. Chayav adam levarech al ra'ah, kishem shemevarech al ha'tovah. And one's response to bad things is no different, although the nusach of the bracha is different, but no different in terms of his commitment and love in the act of bracha, as it says, "Va'afta Hashem lokecha b'chol levavecha." Let's analyze each one of those terms. So the b'chol levavecha is a reference to two hearts, which means b'shnei yitzrecha, we're all torn in different directions, yitzer tov and yitzer hara. There's no element of our lives that cannot lead us to avodas Hashem. B'chol nafshecha means afilu notilat nafshecha, even if it costs you your life, it's with love. B'chol miyodecha, that's the tough one. Even your money, my God, you know, it's one thing, your life, but your money. Davar, it's not joke, by the way. Davar acher, b'chol miyodecha, and this is the part that's nogea, what we just learned. B'chol miyodecha is a lashon that has many applications, all of which are interwoven. So, miyodecha is a midah. B'chol midah, midah, but it's also midida. So, b'chol midah, midah, shu modeid lecha, then it's also modeh. Have modeh lo ma'od ma'od. So, sort of a play on words, me'odecha. So, me'odecha includes all elements of your life, whether it's good, whether it's bad. Your hodah should come with all your heart. Lo yakel adam et rasho keneged shar ha-mizrach, shu mechuvan keneged beit kodeshei ha-kodashim. Again, this, unless one understands the mission as we defined it, this seems to be a ridiculous non sequitur. All of a sudden, we're talking about being in the Beit HaMikdash and how it is the one acts in the Beit HaMikdash, not to be make a rosh. So, okay, the Tosfos Yantiv says, well, we just spoke about loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to say something about fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the clear indication that is, as we explained it, that the idea of the Perek as a whole, which is why it includes dreams, as we'll see in great detail, is the way in which a person's mind includes not only the immediacy of phenomena, but also the implications of that phenomena to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore being wherever you are, Keneged Shaar HaMizrach, makes you aware of the fact, just as a comet does, or as a beautiful meteor shower, makes you aware of the fact that there is a presence in Beis Bereishis, even though these are all obviously natural phenomena, and the Beis HaMikdash is nothing but a building, but ultimately there is a presence that inhabits the universe, and it's found in Beit HaMikdash, and so on. And in respect of that presence, lo yikanes laharabayit b'maklo, b'minalo, b'pundato, you don't walk in anywhere into the harabayit with a stick, a walking stick, or wearing your shoes, or wearing a wallet, or with dirty feet, bavaksha or aglav. You certainly don't make it a shortcut to get to the other side in order to cut across to Hadassah and Zofim. Lo yaseno kapandria, certainly not a place to spit. Rikika, bikava chomer. Kokot mei brachotcha b'migdash. Once we're now discussing the difference of the presence of the Beit HaMikdash, when you would, once upon a time, instead of saying the Baruch Atah Hashem, in the Beit HaMikdash, it would be Ad HaOlam. So, and that would be true in the Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, Yisrael, Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam is what we had to change it to. And that was because Bir Shekilkelu HaTzedukim. And they said, Min HaOlam implies there's only one world. Ein Olam Ela Echad. Itkidu She'obrim Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. So then came the Takana to make included within the Baruch a reference to both phases of your life, which of course is precisely what this parak is about, and the awareness that you live in a world which is a mechanical world, but you also live within the context of Olam Haba. Vitkino, and they further were metaken, that if you're talking about presence, certainly your daily intercourse is such that you completely forget the presence of God when you deal with other people. And therefore, they made a takana that a person says hello to his friend using the Shem Hashem. She'el et shalom chavero b'shem, shidei b'shenev. V'nei bo'az v'mi beit lechem, v'yom el ha'kotzorim Hashem imachem, v'yom el ha'yivarecha Hashem. And we find that the Malach, the Makor, also says that v'yirolav Malach Hashem v'yom re'elav v'gilav. It says Hashem imcha givorachoyev. And even though you might think, you can be firmer than them, and this doesn't seem to be a nice thing to do, to mention Hashem Imachem to this jerk, just, why don't you learn from people that are older than you? Kizakna imach, your imachab, which is your mother, that is to say, your am, umatcha, where your mother, your genes come from. Kizakna imecha, that has to be something that you respect. There's sometimes when you do things that seem to run against the Torah, and this would be mentioning the Shem Hashem in secular circumstances completely, but there are times where that needs to be done. Rabbi Natan, according to most, Rabbi Natan is explaining the implications of the pasuk for that limud, and that is Heferu Toratecha Mishum Et La'asot La'Hashem. The elders of your nation have done what appears to be a violation of the Torah, because it is a time to do for the Lord. And if you don't, then things will be much worse than doing it this way. There are some, including the Rambam, but it's possible a slightly different Girsa, who learns the Rabbi Natan is cholek, and he's just giving a different explanation. And that is, people think they can get away with a fair Torah Techa, but there's going to come a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be an Eid La'asot La'Hashem. Watch out about being late for Torah Techa. Let's start at the top. Where do we get the idea that there is a sense of bracha that should be kavua in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a neis? We learn it out from Yitro. Yitro was the first one who said Baruch Hashem. And his Baruch Hashem was the fact that Asher Hitzil, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this neis, Miyad Mitzrayim and Miyad Paro. And therefore we learn from there that we're Mevarech. Yes, but the implications of the Mishnah are that Anisa the Rabin Mevarechina, but Anisa the Yochid Lo Mevarechina. It says over here, only Makom Shada Asuba Neis LiYisrael. But what about someone who personally experienced a miracle? Apparently, he's not Mevorech. And yet, we know that there was Vahu Gavad of Gaza of Avar Yamina. There was a guy who was walking in the area of Avar Yamina, of the Nar Prat. Nafal Le'ari was attacked by a lion, and it Avid Le'nisavit Matzamin, and miraculously, he was delivered from that lion. And when he came to Rava, Rava told him, well, whenever you get to that place, Kolema de Matita La'atam, you should be Mevorech Barucha, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Akeinu Melech Olam, she'asah li neis b'makom hazeh, who did a miracle for me at this place. And at another mice was Marbarei Ravina. Marbarei Ravina was walking through Patka de Arvot, and he got to the point where he literally was about to die from its thirst, Tzachal HaMaya, and he was going into a coma. And it's Avid Le Nisa, a miracle happened in Iver La'ine de Maya, a Ein HaMayim was created special for him there, v'ishti, and he drank and he was saved. And another time, and that was in Ristika de Mechusa, where he was walking down the street, and all of a sudden this drunk driver came down, running down the street, aimed right at him, and a wall opened up, and he went into the area of the wall, like the famous story with Rashi, and he was saved. And Nafal Alei Gamla Pritza, a wild camel, was running down, crushing everything in its path. Okay, and Itparkale Yashita, a wall opened up for him in Olagabe. And from that time on, any time that he came to the Patkan Aravot, so he would say, Baruch Shasali Neis, the Aravot, and also the Neis with the Gamal. And when he would come to Mr. Gamal Mechusa, he would say, Baruch Shasali Neis with the Gamal, Ubaravot. So how do you explain the fact that the Mishnah only mentions a neis that's done to Yisrael? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about a bracha that everyone is chayav. We're speaking to everybody. So everyone is chayav, anisa de rabim, kulei amam mechayav levruchei. A neis that was given to all of Yisrael, everyone has a chiyav of a bracha. That doesn't mean there is no bracha for neis of a yochid, but a neis of a yochid, only he is chayav to be mevorech, anisa de yochid, iu chayav levruchei, but we're not going to put that in the Mishnah because it's a specific chiyuv. Now, the truth is that the Rif and the Ga'enim bring, and this is true halacha, that it is not, the correct girsa is not Ihu, but it's Ihu Uvrehu Barbarehi, and his son and grandchildren are mechuyev to make that bracha. Turn around, Haroem Abrot Hayam. Someone who sees, this is the bright expanse now, places where such miracles occurred, and this would be where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf. This is, by the way, this is for all of our tourist guides who work here. This is a very important bracha because you can make up any number of brachot that people should be making and bring a kosher bracha, have them pay a lot of money for the best wine. You can get a cup of wine also, not only stop at the restaurant where you get yourselves a free meal. I mean, this is a land of perks. So there's lots of ma'abrot hayam. You know, it was right here, Klal Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf, right here in Eilat. Or ma'abrot hayardain. Here's the place where the Yarden split. And gosh, there's any number of restaurants all along the Yarden, you know. And Ma'abrot Nachalei Arnon, now we're going to be talking about what that is all about, because that doesn't say anything about the water splitting, or any big deal over there.
I was there.
There we go. It's not only Barnea's neighborhood.
It's just very quiet.
Nachalei Arnon, the Avnei Al-Gabish, the Morad Beit Choron. Now this is strange, because the words Avnei Al-Gabish do not occur anywhere in Beit Choron. The only place where the word Avnei Al-Gabish occurs is in the story in the Yechezkel of Gog u'Magog. And the Gemara is going to wonder why we call that word Avnei Al-Gabish. We borrow it for the nes of in the time of Yoshua, of the stones that fell in Hashemayim, Gomorrah Beit Choron. The Gemara will explain it. And of course it will explain it in terms of yesterday's Chumash. The Eben Shibikesh Lizrok Og Melech HaBashan al-Yisrael. And then there was that stone, which was really a mountain, that Og had decided to throw on Klal Yisrael, which we'll get into. All these things we're going to get into the Gemara. The Eben Shiyashav Aleha Moshe B'Sha'asha Asa Yehoshua B'Milchama V'Amalek, to be reminded of the chesed of the winning Milchemet Amalek at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And if you see Ishto Shalot, that already they've all, that's a famous tourist attraction. Any number of Ishto Shalot. V'chomat Yericho Shenivla'a, or the walls of Yericho, which just were absorbed in the ground in their place. Al Kulam, in all of these cases, Tirshiteno Da'a V'Shevach L'Fnei HaMakom, you have to be grateful, thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, let's go through them and try to figure out what this is. Now, Bishlam Ma'abrot, everybody knows what the crossing of the Yam Suf is. It says, Vayavo v'nei Yisro v'toch hayam v'yabasha. Everybody knows what the Ma'abrot HaYarden is. It says, V'yamdu HaKohanim Nosei Aron Brit Hashem b'charava. They stood in the Yarden, and it was all piled up to the side, and it was dry land, v'toch HaYarden HaChin, v'cho Yisrael v'rim b'charava. The entire Am passed over into Eretz Yisrael. Ad Asher Tamu Kol HaGoy La'avorot HaYarden. It's pretty impressive, so that it says in the Pasuk.
And if you're at the
Yarden
facing
Yericho,
there'll be
a
place to make it now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To go to the
Yarden
where you're opposite
the
Yericho.
If it's that strip, then why not? Where do we see anything about that exactly? That is a little bit between the lines. Read the song that occurs after passing that area. What does it say? It says, Aken Yamer B'Sefer Milchamot Hashem Et Vahev B'Sufa. It doesn't even make sense. What exactly is Et Vahev B'Sufa? Is that a name of a place, people, a story? So one of the interpretations, this is the Braita gives us, is that Et Vahev is the name of two people. Mr. Et, we already met someone like that, and Mr. Vahev. We had someone named Et before. According to one Shita, Et was the name of a very sad boy who was only named Et. So Et Vahev B'Sufa, this was the name of Shnei Mitzoraim. It's the name of two lepers who were not allowed to be within the Machane, and they would be Mahalak Besof Machane Yisrael. Now, when Yisrael was coming and passing through the area between the mountains of Eretz Yisrael and the mountains of Moab, and this is in Nachalei Arnon, the Amoraim came and figured that they should use this wonderful thin passage between two mountains as a place to massacre the Jews. They would be able to fire their machine guns while everyone was caught between and throw these cannonballs on them and so on. So they planned, what they did was Avilonikiruta, they used these caves on the at the tops of the mountains above the Emek, that was where the Nachal Arnon was passing, and they hid out there, the Tarshubon, after filling them with stones, and they had planned that Kichalfa Yisraelacha, when the Jews pass through here, which is where they're about to come, Naktalino, we'll massacre them. Little did they know, they didn't know that the magic Orein HaBrit was in front of the Machaneh, and that Aaron was mamich luturi mikamayu. Any area that was difficult to cross, the Aaron would flatten. It's not good to be in a cave when it's flattened, particularly when it's aimed exactly at a rock that is jutting out on the other side that manages to fit right into that cave, as Rashi says. And it's part of the sexual reference of the Eretz Yisrael, where Rashi has Eretz Yisrael jumped to greet the Jews. So it filled the holes, and that way he crushed the Amorim. And here we're talking about it from the other end, that the Orein pressed the har down. So So when the Orein came, the mountains filled each other up, the Katlinun, killed all the Amorim, and that created quite a bloodbath. So v'nachat damayol v'nachal Arnon, their blood was dripping into Nachal Arnon on the bottom. But of course the Jews had already passed by, so they didn't see the bloodbath. But Et Vahev were already behind everyone, so they were chosadamah, they could not be any clear. They see blood dripping from all of these holes in the mountains. What the heck? And they figured out what must have happened. So they came in Amrulam to Yisrael. And it was at that point that Amru Shira, that's why the Et Vahev Basufa speaks about the Eshed on the Chalim. So there was the waterfall that fell into the Nachal Asher Natala Shevet Ervenish Anlegvul Noav. So it's referring to the mountain that was bent over and had squeezed, or was lying on the Gvul Moab, which is where they were crushed. That miracle, which is Merumas in the Shira, is also Mechayev the Bracha.
And you
just put them to the Sofan, because they were at the end? Yeah, they were at the end of the Machna. Avnei Al-Gabish, wait a minute. There was no Avnei Al-Gabish at the time of Morat Beit Choron, it doesn't mention that. Why do we call it that? My Avnei Al-Gabish? Ah, Tana, the Avnei Al-Gabish is meant for us to appreciate that Moshe Rabbeinu's continued presence from Yitzhak Mitzrayim is expressed in Yehoshua. And therefore the point is that these were Avanim Sha'amdu al-Gabeish. These were stones that were standing in mid-air because of one individual who was called an Ish. And then they were allowed to finally come down to the earth because of another individual who was called an Ish. Yardu al-Gabeish. Amdu al-Gabeish. Who was that first Ish? That's Moshe. That's why Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. So what happened? How did these stones get there? Well, what happened was, when Barad was affecting the Egyptians, and Moshe Rabbeinu had given a challenge, and, okay, go ahead, challenge me. When do you want it to stop? You know, so it stopped instantly. And anything that was in the air had no chance to come down. So it just had to stay there. So there it says, Vayakalu HaKalot VaBarad, but it says the Barad Matar Lo Nitach Arza. It didn't get to the ground, but it doesn't mean it's not standing up there. So there it was, waiting. And who was it waiting for? Another Ish, who was the continuation of Moshe. As it says, Kach lechad Yehoshua ben Nun Ish asher ruach Moshe. The Ish, which is Moshe, becomes the Ish, which is Yehoshua, who now releases the Avanim that were standing there because of the first Ish. So it's the middle of the story. Now they're just standing in midair. The story continues now. Those were undoubtedly the same avanim of the Ish. That's why we use the word agabish.
It's the same idea, yeah, in both battles. Right? Because Morad Malik Bet Horon is also a very narrow passage, right?
You mean both Nachal Arnon and Morad Bet Horon?
You know, fire down above them with the boulders.
Yeah, so this time we throw the boulders.
Right, I mean militarily, I mean, right?
Even Shibikish Og Melacha Bashan, Lizroka Yisrael. What's that? Well, that's not a pasuk. That's Gemara Gemirah. We have a Kabbalah to that effect. And what Og Melacha Bashan decided was, look, it's pretty easy to get rid of these Jews. I mean, look, Pesach HaKol, the whole Machane Yisrael, a few million people. I mean, how big is it? It's only 12 kilometers, you know? So it's Zlata Parsoy. I'll find myself a little mountain as the 12-kilometer base, and we'll pick it up and drop it on them, you know. So easily, Akatura Batlata Parse, it's simple to pick up a little mountain like that, and I'll throw it on them. Pish de alayim. So, Akhtalino, that way we'll master them all. Ozal Akatura Batlata Parse. And so sure enough, he finds this mountain, picks it up, puts it on his head, and there he is walking along with this mountain, ready to dump it on them. Sends Akadosh Baruch Hu, brought ants to eat away at the bottom of the mountain, little bugs. So, ati ale kamtse, menakvua. And so the mountain fell over his neck. Oh, there's poor Ogron. Can't see a thing. And so he's about to pick it up from over his neck so he can get his vision back. What happens? His teeth grow out at this horrible angle because he's a vampire-ish kind of personality anyway. So and he can't pick up the mountain because it's firmly implanted by his teeth. Those were the first implants. And he couldn't get it off. That's why Shinei Rishayim Shibarta. Where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu break the teeth of Rishayim? Doesn't mean Shibarta. It's like Rish Lakish said. Don't show me Lakish. By the teeth Shinei Rishayim Shibarta, Kodesh Shibarta, Ela Shri Vavta. You had them jut out. Okay, now, this was Moshe's big chance. Now, Moshe was only 10 hours high, so he couldn't really get very far on, But he was a big jumper, so he takes a large narga hatchet, that's another 10 amas, and he does the world's record-breaking high jump of 20 feet. There he goes, 10 amas, he jumps 10 amas, hits him with his 10 amas narga, and gets him right on his ankle. Oh, Vikatle, and that was the end of poor Og Melech HaBashan, who Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, had defeated in his mind at Har Sinai, which was the Kafleim Har Chagigit, and that mountain was what Og thought he was going to throw on their heads, which is the way they had experienced it, but Moshe changed the whole thing. Evan, Shi Hashav, yes indeed. Evan, Shi Hashav, Alei Moshe. What is that referring to? Tichtivi de Moshe Kvedim, Vayku Evan, Vayasibu Tachtav, Vayashav Alei. Ishto Shalot, we know what that's all about. It says, Vatabet Ishto Me'achorav, Vatim Netziv Melach. The Chomat Yerichov and Shenivla'a, where does it say about the Chomat Yerichov? It says, Vatipala Chomar Tachtav. Okay, now, I understand that we're supposed to say miraculous brachas. I mean, that's, all of the cases make sense, except for Ishtar Shalot. Bishlam Kulun Nisa. I mean, what, Ishtar Shalot? I mean, this is good news. It's Puranutu. Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't say what bracha to make. Maybe say Dayan Emet. Well, but it says a person should give Hoda'a B'Shevach, doesn't it? Yeah, the point of here is that Ishtar Shalot reminds you of the saving of Lot, right? So that's the point. So Al Lot va Al Ishto, you mevarech both brachot. Al Ishto, you say brach dayan emet. But this reminds you of the nes that took place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matzia Lot beschuto shel Avraham. So there you say baruch zocher et hatzadikim, as Rabbi Yochanan said. Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu bishat kasor shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he's in a manifestation of anger and destruction, zocher et hatzadikim. Because, take a look at the pasuk, Vayi bishachet Elohim et Arayak Ikar. He's in the middle of destroying these cities that lie now in the area of the Yam HaMelech. Vayizkor Elohim et Avraham. There in the midst of that destruction, he remembered Avraham Avinu, Vayishlach et Lot mitocha hafechan. Of course, that is fundamentally related to the other elements in the Mishnah of the Takanot that have to do with the bringing of the Geula, which was the Takanot Vashamim Achrem, which took Lot's children and created the Malchut.
Where do you make the Bracha Lot?
When you see her. V'chomat Yericho shenivla'ah. What do you mean shenivla'ah? It wasn't nivla'ah. It says it fell. Yeah, so how does it tumble down in that way? V'chomat Yericho nivla'ah v'anafla? Does it say v'yikishmo ha'amet kol ha'shofar v'yariyo ha'am dra gdola v'tipol ha'chomat tachteha? Ah, well, you need to understand. The wall of Yericho was as wide as it was high. Now, how does a wall like that fall down? Can't really fall down, because it wouldn't do much good if it falls over. It's the same wall as it was before. And therefore, the only way in which it can fall down is to actually sink into the ground. So, kibit putya v'ruma ki'adani ninu, mishramachi ivla balui, it was therefore swallowed up. As Marsha points out, that's the only way to understand the pasuk, because the pasuk says, v'yelechish negdof. V'yelechish negdof means, and the people just walked straight in. If the wall had collapsed, how could it walk straight in? It was an enormous amount of rubble, and so on, you can't walk in. So this way, the city suddenly was completely exposed, and you just walk in.
And the walls never have been sound.
Well, I mean, they were absorbed, of course.
Yeah. Yes,
Omer of Yudom Arab. Arba'a tzirkin lahadot. There are four people who are chayef to bring Rashi and Zestu with the Ikra, then has to do with bringing a carbon taita. But it probably relates directly to the bracha of HaGomel. And of course, indirectly, if you're Bukhiv Lahodot with the carbon taita, then you're supposed to say a Birkat HaGomel. And the four are Yordei HaYam, people that have completed a sea journey, Tochei Midbarot, those who have walked through a vast desert, Mishaya Cholev and Itrape, someone who had a doctor and managed to get out alive, Mishaya Kavush Bebet HaSurin, someone who had been in jail. And he was Yotzi. Yordei Hayam. Where do we see that Yordei Hayam should be modeh minolan? Well, actually, I mean, it's really a pasuk. Yordei Hayam ba'oni otos emelaka b'mayim rabim heima ra'uma se Hashem v'niflotav metzula. Oh my gosh, it was frightening. It was as yamed ruach se'arav et romim galav. You can actually feel that boat shaking up and down. Ya'alu shamayim yardu tomot nafsham b'ra'at et mogag. They think it's all over. Yochogu v'yanu kashikor v'chol chochmatam titpala. There's nothing to do. Except vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lehem uvitzokotem yotziem. What does he do for them? Hakadosh Baruch Hu yakem se'ara l'dmama v'yachoshu galayem, and everything's quiet. Now they're happy. Vayisbechu ki yishtoku vayanchem el mechos chefzam yodu l'Hashem chasdo v'niflotav l'vnei adam. And therefore they should be moded to Hashem for his chesed and his niflaot, and they should be bevarach hagomel. Clearly everyone who lands in Lut must have had these experiences and is so shaken and so grateful to the good Lord that they actually clap when they land. So it must be that they're chayvin birkat hagomel. Good Lord. Well, how else is anybody going to know that they just arrived from Kutzlaret? So, okay. How about Ochei Midborot? I assume that by the same token that taking a trip over the Atlantic Ocean is Yordei Hayam, driving across the desert, and you know, stopping in Howard Johnson's, you ought to be Mivarech HaGomel also. Minolan. Okay. Tov b'Midbar b'Yishumon Derech Ir Moshav l'Matzav v'Yitzak v'Hashem v'Yadrichem b'Derech Yishara Yodu l'Hashem Chasdo. Mi shechalav v'Nitrapa. Where do we see a remez to a cholet? Dichtiv Evelim m'Derech Pisham m'Avonotem Yitanu. Now they're really in bad shape. Kolokel t'Tayev Nasham v'Yagiu Atchari Mavet. And at last they turn to God. V'Yizak v'El Hashem Batzar Lehem M'Mitzuko T'Yem Yoshiim Yishlak Dvaro V'Yirpaim V'Yimalit Mishkitotam. What should they do? Yodu L'Hashem Chasdo V'Niflotav L'Vnei Adam. So there we see the chole. Chavush bebet ha'asurim minalan, dechtiv yoshvei choshech v'tzalmavet. There they all, asire oni uvarzel. They are in a dungeon and they've got the handcuffs on them. Ki imru imrei el v'atzat el yone atzu. V'yichana ba'am alibam. Kashlu v'eno zer, and they realize there's no one to turn to. V'yizak v'lashem batzalem imimitzukotehem yoshihem. Who will then be yotziem v'choshech v'tzalmavet? U'mosrotehem yinatek. Will cut through the ropes that bind them. Take them out. Yodu l'ashem chasdo. Now, in all of these cases, what is the bracha that one says after having had such a delivery? Says Rav Yehuda Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim, and of course we have the additional Gersaot that the Gra brings over here, as it appears in the Rif and the Rush, which is Gomel Chayavim Tovot Shemani Kol Tov, and that's how we make the call. Abay Omar. There need to be 10 people present when you make that bracha, dichtiv, because in the context of that parasha that describes all of these yodus l'Hashem chasdo, it says, v'yeromamu b'kal am, u'b'moshav zekenim yaladu.
The Gomel bracha, it's not on the previous
Gomel. No, these four brachot. So, b'kal am is always a minyan. Marzu dromer. Well, and two of that minion has to be Tamir Chachamim. It says b'moshav zekenim yalalu. Makifor of Hashem. If that's the case, maybe moshav zekenim is the definition of the kahal. The whole kahal has to be Tamir Chachamim. So it should be Gula Rabbanan. Now, come on, it says two different things. It doesn't say b'kahal zekenim. First, b'kahal am. Am always means am aret. You don't have to be a, but and then there's two zekenim. The minimum of zekenim Hashem Rabbim is two. You have no right to say more than that. Well, maybe what it means is plus two. So maybe you need 10 of Shar Amah plus two Rabbanan. Okay, I don't know. I can't prove that it doesn't mean that, but, you know, Kasha. The truth is that the post can bring that. If you can get such a situation, wait to say Agomel until you are able to get it. Rav Yehuda was Cholash. Rav Yehuda had gotten ill, and he got better. Rav Chana Bagarata and Rabbanan came to visit him, and were so grateful to find that he had recovered. So they said to him, Brich Rachmana, the Aveich Ne'alan V'lo Yavak La'afra. So blessed is the lover who gives you to us instead of giving you over to the dust. Amar Le'us, I said to them, that's a great bracha. Now you pattered me from saying Agomel. Partartan Yatem Eloduye. Wait, but didn't Abaye say you need to have a minion? There was a minion, Navi Be'asor. But he didn't say anything, they said something. Well, of course he said something. He said, Amen. Lo Tzar Donim Atrayo Amen. So therefore, it was a kosher bracha, because as Tosafot points out, he being a Talmud of Rav, and Rav holds you don't need to say Malchut, you only need to have a mention of the shame. And we said before, Brich Rachmanah Mar de Alma is a Birkat Amazon, so Rachmanah was good enough to be Motzi the bracha. We said amen to it. Once we're talking about vulnerability and the four people who need to be modeh, you should know that there are three people who are so vulnerable that they should not be left alone. And this is a chole, and everybody knows, you leave a chole in the hospital alone, you're basically killing them. You need to stay with a chole in the hospital. Anybody will tell you that. Any internet site will tell you that. Do not leave someone alone. They'll give them the wrong medication. They won't remember to take care of them. Basically, you're killing them. Chatan v'kala. The chatan v'kala are sort of matzav being very exposed, and everybody's talking about them, and that exposes them to mazikim and to midas hadin. The matnita tana, the brayta says chole chaya, a woman who has delivered a baby, and chatan v'kala. V'yesh omrim af avel, and avel has been now in a vulnerable position, and some say tamir chachamim in general. Balayla, where there's nobody around, need extra shimon. There's three things that the longer you spend in them, the better off you are. Hamarich betfilato, long davening, marich hashulchano, long lunches, and hamarich bebeit hakisei, and long bathroom times. What? Hamarich betfilato. First of all, I thought it's a bad thing to daven long davenings. Mal Yuti, this is a good thing? Didn't Rabbi Barava say that Amr of Yochanan, call him Arich Betilatuma, yain by somebody who's really davening his heart out and he's thinking to himself, this is really good davening, you know, this is, I pressed all the right buttons, God's going to go for this one, you know? So, in the end, he is going to be very disappointed. You do not press God's buttons. Shemar Tochelet Mumushacha, too long being hopeful. Machala leiv just leads you to a broken heart. There's worse than that. There's three things you can do where they open up the books to check your records. And that's the last thing you want. I mean, if the IRS is a terror, imagine what the Bezdin Shomal is. But Elohim, Kir Natui, walking under a wall that, you know, somehow or other it hasn't fallen, but it sure looks like it's about to fall. Iyun Tfila, which is apparently what we're talking about, and all of those people that are most Dina Chavir, oh God, take care of this monster, look what he did to me, and so on. Really? And you are such a fine fellow. Let's take a look at that. Long davening, it seems to be a bad thing. Oh, come on, hello, Kasha. I mean, we said a long davening. When you see, Yuritza says if you're being ma'ayenba, you're thinking about how great your davening was, we're not talking about that. So, hode ma'ayenba, hode lo ma'ayenba. So what do you do in a long davening? What do you mean, what do you do? You're mafish barachame. You don't figure out all the great things to say to bring out why it is that this thing is what it is God should give you. You're mavakesh and mavakesh and mavakesh and racha. V'amarich al shulchano. And what's the point of a long lunch or dinner? Because aniyim may be coming. You know, you'll be able to give them food and share with them. Dikhtiv ha-mizbeach et shalosh ha-mod gavoha. When Yecheskel is being shown around the Beit HaMikdash, so he sees this mizbeach. And then it says that the Malach tells him, this is the Shulchan of Nei Hashem. What Shulchan? You said the Mizbeach. But that Mizbeach is Yemi Shulchan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, both Amit Arvayo. It's a remez that Kozman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. As long as there's a Beit HaMikdash, there's a Mizbeach, there's a Mechaper. But now, there's no Mizbeach. What is the Mizbeach? Your own table. And the people that you bring to your table, and the way that you share the good that was given you, that's Mechaper Allah.